Back on the soccer show here on the internet at Montana State University, Billings.edu. The Jackets, a strong road trip to Washington to face some strong opponents in the GNAC. Even double overtime games, two out of the three. We'll be back, and we can talk to Coach Dan McNally, see how he figures out the rest of the year and looks at the road trip. Our thanks to RBC, Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, and GM Petroleum. Back with the soccer show right after this.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
Back on the soccer show, men's soccer for the Yellow Jackets, still off to a great start. No wins on the road, but two double overtime games. Our thanks to Denny Menholt, Frontier Chevrolet, Yellow Book USA, and First Interstate Bank. Coach McNally, talk a little about the road trip and your assessment. You get to settle back in after the trip. Three tough games, Seattle Pacific, double overtime, Western Washington, and Seattle. The Seattle team's nationally ranked and took them to double overtime. What's your take on it, and how did you view the road trip now that you're back and you got to look at some tape and take a breath, have some practices, and how are you looking at the season now?
Oh, it was a good road trip. I mean, considering that we tied Seattle Pacific, who at the time were the number four team in the nation, that was a good result. We played very well in that game. Our one letdown this season so far was the game against Western Washington. We just didn't we didn't have it going that night. We didn't work hard enough in the game. And I think, to be honest with you, we've had a real tough schedule over the last 3 weeks, and we've played a lot of games in a short period of time. And I think that was the game when the guys finally broke down a little bit and we were fatigued. But then we rallied in the last game of the trip against Seattle University, played really well, but again, we have one or two injuries now, we're a little bit banged up, but we put in a great performance. We were 7 minutes away from tying the number 13 team in the nation. So overall, I'm very pleased with the trip. I mean, it shows how far we've come, in that we're a little bit disappointed on getting back into town, but really we played well against some of the best teams in the country, and we'll move forward.
Unusual sport where there are ties. So how do you view a tie? And I'm assuming as a coach, you just look at the whole thing. There's some good ties and some bad ties. It looked like in the game Seattle, like, you know, it took them, you had the game. So scoring in the last minute or two, I guess, it's got to frustrate the coach or the team. But how do you view ties in general, or is it a game-by-game basis?
Well, it's on a game-by-game. I mean, at home, you always want to win your home games, no matter who you play against. But sometimes when you're on the road playing against one of the top teams in the country, to leave the stadium without losing is a good thing, you know. So that would be the tie against Seattle Pacific is a good result. I think I would have also been happy with a tie against Seattle University, because that would have left us in a great position in the conference. But unfortunately, we just couldn't come up with it. But part of soccer is the fact that it plays into your coaching, knowing that, if your team's tired or a little bit fatigued in a game, you can set yourself up with a very defensive formation and just ask the other team to come and beat you. And if they can't score, you get out of there with a tie.
Have you changed anything in soccer? Because, you know, you don't read about it and don't get to talk to you, but that's why we have something like here. Do you change much? You know, does your system change? You change around players outside of injury? Or what do you look at this part of the season? You know, hopefully, like you said, the fatigue starts to set in, maybe the injury bug. Do you change anything up other than when you have to due to injury or something?
Well, some coaches change the tactics and their system all the time. Personally, I try not to, because I think soccer players need consistency and need to feel comfortable in the system that they play. Due to injury, sometimes you have to change the system just out of necessity, but in a perfect world, I'd try and keep just about the same system throughout the course of the year. I think sometimes coaches do too much coaching, and at the end of the day, soccer's a game that is based on the athletes themselves. The coach just prepares the team, but it's the players that go out and win it.
Dan McNally on the soccer show. And Dan, how do you look at the rest of the year? Colorado Christian coming up on the weekend at COT, 1 o'clock on Saturday. And a lot of road games left, only three home games left, and only two of those in conference.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the second half of our season. We've done a great job so far to put ourselves in a position to challenge to get to the national tournament. Now it's a case of we need to get on another run of winning games. I think Colorado Christian will come up here and play well this weekend, but I feel we have the talent to win that game, and hopefully that can set us up for another run at hopefully qualifying for the tournament.
And then you got that long road trip. Talk about Sam Charles. How it's his job to score the goals, but his record, 8 straight, already a conference record, it's obviously a school record. How difficult is that, even though that's his primary job, to score goals?
It's very difficult. Sam's having an unbelievable season, and it's no surprise to me. I've been telling everybody I think he's going to be one of the best players in the country in Division 2. When he was a freshman last year, and he's proving me right, because I think right now he is one of the best players in the country. He's got everything. He's got strength and pace. He's got a good first touch. He can finish, and the sky's the limit really with Sam. I don't think he's the complete player yet. I think he's got some room for improvement, but I think over the next 2 years, if he continues to work hard and improve, he is going to be, if not the best striker in the country, he's going to be in the top 4 or 5 players in Division 2.
So, Coach Dan McNally, thanks for your visit. As we wrap up the soccer show, our thanks to St. Vincent Healthcare, Chinook Wireless, and the Clock Tower Inn. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.